Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
What happens if an employee criticizes its employer either online or in public one way or another? It's a difficult one. Can the employer terminate the employment or fire the employee for criticizing them? Joining us on the line is Aslam Patel, who is the associate attorney at Adams and Adams. A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listeners.
So it's a very interesting one, and I would imagine one that's becoming more and more relevant. It never used to happen. Somebody worked for a company. They didn't have access to people really to criticize. They'd go to work, they'd come home, but now everybody's got a platform. What happens if they use it to criticize their employer?
As social media has become more and more prevalent and the usage of it has become more and more easy and widely followed, we should always remember that an employment relationship, an employee always has a duty of good faith towards the employer to act in the best interest of the employer and so forth. And generally those clauses are contained in a contract of employment. And an employee is then bound to act in the best interest of its employer during the course of its employment and maybe going forward as well. And importantly, when an employee has issues with an employer, be it from an employment perspective in relation to your basic conditions of employment, act and so forth, or he has certain concerns that an employee is going to commit some sort of illegalities in the conducting of its business and so forth, then there are procedures that an employee should follow. And those are firstly to raise it internally, to raise a grievance and so forth prior to going to the media. By going to the media, you are actually not acting in the best interest of your employer and you are exposing the employer to various detrimental issues that could come about, defamation, loss of business and so forth. And yes, that is serious. It goes to the heart of the employment relationship, the trust relationship, the duty to act in the best interest of the company and so forth. And yes, it can lead to disciplinary action. And depending on the seriousness of the allegation, the truthfulness behind it and so forth, could yes lead to dismissal. But importantly, in such situations, if something like that does arise, the employer should first investigate it, thereafter follow the procedures if it warrants disciplinary action in terms of a disciplinary process, which means to allow the employee to be heard, you know, give the employer an opportunity to provide its case, and thereafter only make a decision on what sanction is appropriate in the circumstances.
Is it similar to defamation? In other words, if an employee works for, I don't know, a factory and says something online that is disparaging or negative about the company, is a defense same as it would be in a case of defamation that it is truthful? Surely, even if it is truthful, it's not for him to damage the reputation of his employer.
Definitely, you know, defamation is a civil claim that the employer can pursue in the normal course. However, that doesn't preclude the employer from actually instituting disciplinary action against the employee as well. Both those can run together and they are separate processes. Right. And yes, that can happen as well.
Right, because, would you advise, and I know that we often think about this, is to provide employees with guidelines. You know, it should be obvious that if you want to work for a company, then don't criticize them or don't disparage them publicly. But I think we kind of lose sight of our stuff when we get behind our keyboard very often on social media. And we kind of forget that other people read it and that everybody has access to it. Would you advise clients to undertake some form of education program that people understand the implications of this?
No, definitely. It is important to educate your staff on those kind of issues. Importantly, it is also advisable to implement a social media policy. Also to have certain clauses in your employment that protect the employer from situations of the employee going about and disparaging the employee or criticizing him in public or in social media. And importantly, you know, there is also legislation that's called the Protected Disclosures Act. If an employee obviously believes that you know, the employee is about to commit some sort of criminal offense or illegality of some sort of a nature, then the employee has certain remedies in terms of that act, how he should go about making those disclosures. And it's always advisable. My advice to any employee is that don't go about as your first step to social media to go and criticize the employee. Follow your internal grievance procedures. Raise it internally with your direct line manager and so forth before going on social media. Social media is a no-go zone and it is dangerous. It can be in breach of your contract of employment, breach of various common law duties that you owe to your employer. And yes, you can be disciplined and yes, dismissal on a first instance, depending on the seriousness of the allegations that you've made, the nature of the allegations, the truthfulness and so forth, you could be dismissed on the first offense without being given a first written warning and so forth. So it is serious because of the reputational damage that it can cause an employer, especially in circumstances where there are internal remedies that are available to you. There are remedies internally. There are remedies available in the CCMA, in our court processes, and in terms of the Protected Disclosures Act as well.
I think that's absolutely vital information, and I really appreciate you sharing that with us and with our listeners. Aslam Patel, he's an associate and attorney at Adams and Adams, speaking to us this morning about an employee, if an employee can get fired for criticizing their employer. I'd love your thoughts. Have you had an experience in this regard as an employer or an employee, and how was it ultimately resolved?